Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Soundcheck. I'm John Schaefer. As she sings in this song, Claire Manchon has a lot of big ideas, especially when it comes to this, her jazz-inflected chamber pop group, Claire and the Reasons. Last time we heard from the band, they were working with the composer and arranger Van Dyke Parks and toting a veritable kitchen sink orchestra around the world. For their latest release, the group up and moved to Berlin. No big deal. We'll hear more about the making of KR51, their new album, in a moment. But first, here are Claire and the Reasons with The Lake, live on Soundcheck.
Shift my weight nervously. And you're cross with crossed arms, and you look at my feet. And your ears are so eager to take on my words. When I open my mouth, I just breathe out and shrug my shoulder.
Thank you.
Claire and the Reasons, live on Soundcheck, and a tune called The Lake, which appears on their latest album called KR51. Claire and the Reasons consist of Claire Manchon, who, by the time the session is over, you'll have heard singing, playing electric guitar and banjo. Olivier Manchon playing on that piece the keyboards, but he'll also be at our piano and doing some vocals and playing bass. Bob Hart played guitar, but he also plays bass and keyboards and sings. Robbie Sinclair behind the drum kit, doing some backing vocals too. Claire, let me ask you about the title, KR51. That apparently has something to do with the move to Berlin, right?
Yes. We got hooked on these old East German mopeds called Schwalbes, Simpson Schwalbes, and the moped, the model that we got was a KR51.
Okay.
It's a growing obsession. Once it starts, you drive around Berlin looking for other Schwalbes, noting them. And it's obsessive.
So how much of a Berlin album is this, do you think?
I don't think I have the right to say. I think when one takes themselves out of their normal circumstances and everyday life and what you see when you wake up in the morning, it's going to inevitably change what you create.
So was that the idea behind the move?
Yes. Mm-hmm. We made two New York albums, and we had played in Berlin a few times and liked it a lot. And it's the kind of place that's more affordable to do an escape trip like that.
So how long were you there?
8 months.
Mm-hmm. And were you writing, producing? I mean, Olivier, how much of this album was actually done in Berlin?
Entirely done by me, first of all, obviously. Then in Berlin, no, we wrote most of everything over there, for sure. Then recording, we did not record in Berlin. We recorded in Germany, but in a small village near the Dutch border.
With the Orchestre de Paris.
Yes, we went to Paris for that.
Okay.
Well,
actually,
let's not falsely advertise. It was members of Orchestre Paris.
Yeah,
it was not
orchestra.
Officially Orchestre Paris. I don't want to get hate.
You don't
want to
get people
from
in trouble, or so I mean, you know, there's something about Berlin that you hear in those David Bowie records of the mid 70s, and you know, was that resonating in your, was that in your mind's ear?
I think they're incredibly brave records. No, I wouldn't know how to approach music like that anyway. I just, I was very interested to be there and sort of be on the ground where so much tragedy took place, and somehow how humanity moved on from that. And there's a great sense of peace there.
Mm.
More, dare I say, than around here.
Well, it's
interesting.
It's also got such a rich musical history. You think of Kurt Vile and, of course, Lotta Lenya. Now, Lotta Lenya's voice, very different from your voice, Claire. But was that a kind of an inspiration?
I love her. I just find her so exciting. And I love how she's sort of the non-musician singer. She's just approaches music from this soulful, painful, beautiful place.
Ich weiß ja nicht, ob Ihnen sowas grad gefällt, doch es war das Schönste. Haus in Bilbao, Bilbao, Bilbao. Heute ist es renoviert, so auf dezent. Mit Palme und mit Eiscreme, ganz gewöhnlich, ganz gewöhnlich, ganz gewöhnlich.
We're speaking with Claire Manchon and Olivier Manchon, and Bob Hart and Robbie Sinclair are with us as well. They are, collectively, Claire and the Reasons. The new album is called KR51, a result of 8 months spent living and working in Berlin. Make them laugh. I understand the backstory to this song is actually a little closer to home, a New York Times article.
Yes, but I have to say I read the article in Bordeaux, so it's quite international.
And what is the story about?
The story is about this junior clown who he was born into this circus family. And when he was a few years old, his mom and dad stopped the circus life, went for the normal life. And the kid growing up was just obsessed with being a clown like his dad. And so eventually he convinces his father to let him go to this junior clown camp.
Mm-hmm.
And just before he went to camp, his father died at the age of 40, I think, of a heart attack. And I just thought it was very beautiful and tragic, and how some people just know what they want to be.
Mm-hmm. Well, let's hear the song. It's called Make Them Laugh. It appears on the new Claire and the Reasons album, KR51, which is out now. But we'll hear a live performance in the Soundcheck studio.
Standing front of the mirror, hold your shoulders back, powder your face, lily white, the old-fashioned way. Photograph of your father, watch us proudly from the metal box. Stand. We'll be right back.
Once again, Claire and the Reasons, live on Soundcheck, performing the song Make Them Laugh, which you can find on their most recent album called KR51. And Claire, I liked that story you were telling about, you know, the article that inspired this song, you know, young man sort of finding early on what he wanted to be despite his parents not wanting him to follow in their footsteps. And it just strikes me, you're from a musical family.
Guilty.
Did you know early on that you wanted to have a life in music? And did your dad say, oh, please don't?
It was complex. I did play music as a young child, and I think I did know, but I also was caught in the web of being a very serious horseback rider.
Oh, really?
So it was sort of one of those decisions. Mm-hmm. But
I should mention your dad is Jeff Moldauer.
Yes, great musician.
And ace arranger. And,
yes.
Yeah. So
I think there's nothing else for me to do.
Except apparently ride on horses. Do you still do that?
No, because you have to do that 100% and you have to do music 100%.
Right. Right. They are both jealous mistresses, aren't
they? Yes. Ridiculous lifestyle.
Claire and the Reasons with us on Soundcheck. So the orchestral sound, I mean, Olivier, are you conservatory trained?
Yes.
So when it came time to work with the musicians from the Orchestre de Paris, that sort of training, knowing the different instruments, their ranges, what they do
I studied that mm-hmm. in the... It's a job I do on the side, as well as I'm goofing around on multiple instruments. Mm-hmm. I really enjoy writing orchestrations or arrangements for people. And
well, now then you have the challenge of recreating this almost lavish orchestral sound of the record with the four of you.
Yeah, this is always the fun challenge. Once we've written and recorded the music, to try to perform it, obviously. And we'd love to have all 30 people, you know, to play with us all the time, but it's not very possible.
That crazy lifestyle Claire was just talking about doesn't really allow for that.
Well, it was okay. It's the security at WNYC. They didn't let the people in the building, so they're all outside.
I see. So yeah. We've got 28 or 30 stranded orchestral musicians outside on the sidewalk, just dying to get up here and play
French
for
people.
They're all holding baguettes.
Holding baguettes.
Oh, come on.
So the album, again, is called KR51. There's a track on it, which you're going to do for us next, Claire, called Colder, which is, to my ears, the most desolate piece of music on the record. What is the story here?
I saw this photograph show at the CO Gallery, which is a great photography gallery in Berlin, and there was this whole show by this Jewish artist who went around Berlin just after the war and photographed it, and it was these incredibly desolate, despair-ridden photos, but somehow showing this life moving on and people still doing their hair and putting on nice shoes and walking by, you know, rubble everywhere mm-hmm. around them, but somehow the human thing went on and... there was one particular photograph that this is written about, many thousands of people standing in a town square surrounded 100% by rubble and some sort of protest just before the
partition?
Yes. Mm-hmm. And this was in the former West in Charlottenburg.
Mm-hmm. So that image sparked this song?
Yes.
All right. It's called Colder. Let's hear a live performance from the band Claire and the Reasons on Soundcheck.
Much colder.
Band Claire and the Reasons, live on Soundcheck with a song called Colder, with everybody singing and playing multiple instruments. On the album, of course, as we've mentioned, there are the orchestral musicians coming and going as well. I mean, the sound, Claire, of this record really is, I mean, it's sort of not different from earlier records, but it seems like maybe an extension of what you did earlier on.
I think it's quite a bit darker, which was brewing inside for a while, and sometimes it takes a change to bring it out in the appropriate way. But
well, now what neighborhood in Berlin did you guys live in when
former
you
were East Prenzlauerberg?
Prenzlauerberg. You know, we did soundcheck in Berlin we were just there for a week, not for 8 months, but it was enough time to, you know, walk down the streets of Prenzlauerberg and see the bullet holes on the outside of some of the buildings and stuff.
And you can see the direct division of where they put the wall up overnight.
It also 20 degrees Fahrenheit in Berlin somehow felt a hell of a lot colder than 20 degrees in New York.
It's so gray.
It can be pretty cold. So what eight months of the year were you there for a winter?
We cheated. We chickened. We went March 31st to November 30th.
Okay. Well, even November in Berlin.
Yeah. We
got a taste of it, right?
We were still riding the KR-51 until the end.
And now you've brought those sounds back to New York, and the album called KR-51, named after that moped device that you guys were presumably tooling around Berlin on.
Oh, yeah.
The album is out now. The band is Claire and the Reasons, and it's been great having you guys with us in the studio. Thanks so much.
Well, thank you.
Thank you for having us.
This is Soundcheck. Look at you.
Look at your legs.